The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing on this edition of the podcast. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Niall Hannity, John Budden and Darren Owen in the studio. It's Pontefract, Windsor and Wolverhampton on Monday, so three meetings to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio to look ahead to those meetings is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm pretty well, Mark. It's been a tremendous weekend, really.
It has, and as always on a Sunday, we'll look back, or this is Monday's podcast, of course, but we record it on a Sunday, and we'll look back at some of Saturday's highlights, and we'll start with a meeting at Ascot. A very good day for Jamie Spencer in the saddle. He had three big winners in the shape of Steps in the Roo Stakes listed race. He had Hot Streak winning the Group 3 BMW Cornwallis Stakes, and in the very last race as well, he had Tanshi winning the fillies and mares listed race there. So a very good day in the saddle for him.
Yeah, he's riding really well. He'd had three winners, I think, at Newcastle earlier in the week, and certainly getting back, you know, under the radar a bit, because people are talking all about Richard Hughes and Ryan Moore and the race for the title. But actually, Jamie Spencer's been having a really good time of it. And what I like about his wins, Mark, being a supporter of Jamie, is that quite a number of them have in fact come from the front, riding, you know, really intelligent fraction races from on the pace, which, you know, puts his sort of reputation for putting his horses at the back of the field and trying to come late and in question. He's a very good jockey. I thought he gave Steps an excellent ride in the first of those wins, and then he commanded the Cornwallis on Hot Streak. My goodness, that horse lived up to his name. But, you know, it was a tremendous ride by Jamie Spencer, and see, he also had that third winner later on. The one that I wanted was just missed, though, Mark, Bertie Whittle. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, me. KP said that Ryan Moore would win it on the Richard Fahey horse. Well, my goodness, he did win it, but he had to be titanic in the saddle to do so. And poor old Bertie Whittle, with Jamie Spencer riding a tremendous finish, just failed by a sort of nail. Yeah. And, you know, in another sort of 10 yards, he would have won. I desperately wanted Bertie Whittle to win a big race at Ascot, because he's gone so close.
Yep. Yeah, Bertie Whittle finishing second behind Heaven's Guest in that big Heritage Handicap. Mm. We also saw Tropics winning the Group 3 Benghoff Stakes. Won that quite nicely. And Secret Number as well, another big winner on the day. He won the Group 3 Cumberland Lodge Stakes. So another couple of big results there as well.
Yeah, Secret Number was very impressive. And Tropics perhaps even more so. Quite remarkable performance by Dean Ivory in keeping Tropics up at the top of his form over a period of what must now be about 6 weeks. I mean, he won, then he went off to the Stewards Cup very quickly after that, failed, but he's hardly put a foot wrong since. He was very impressive, and Dean Ivory has to be congratulated on getting this horse at the peak of his form to win so many big races. He picked him up fairly cheaply, Tropics. Had, of course, cost a great deal of money early in his career.
Away from Ascot, we had some interesting two-year-olds in action. At Newmarket, we had the £300,000 Tattersall's Millions two-year-old Fillies Trophy, which was won by Wedding Ring for Godolphin. We had the £500,000 Tattersall Millions two-year-old trophy, which was won by Oklahoma City, the Irish Raider, for Aidan O'Brien. And at Redcar, the big race for them, the two-year-old trophy, which was won by Ventura Mist. So out of all those two-year-olds, John, which one caught your eye most?
Well, probably Wedding Ring. Had, of course, done very well prior to winning that Tattersall's race, and won it with authority. Came through in the closing stages, I thought, and scored well for Godolphin, scooting clear inside the last half furlong, beating a useful field. I use the word useful because I think that's fairly accurate. I don't think it was a great race, but he looks a really useful sort, Wedding Ring, and David Driver will be pleased, of course, because it was another winning nap for him. I would have thought Godolphin got a useful horse there, and Wedding Ring will win more races. Oklahoma City was given an excellent ride and had headgear on and finished very strongly for the O'Brien team, just underlining how well their horses are going at the moment, particularly when sent over to the UK. But for me, the highlight was Ventura Mist winning the Redcar two-year-old trophy. It's a tremendous race, you know. It's always a pity that it's run on a Saturday when there's a lot of other action. But the North have done remarkably well. Now, like a fool, Mark, I thought that Richard Hannon, got anticipated in this particular race. And also Andrew Balding had got Trading Profit. And their performance, I thought, in the Mill Reef and anticipated previous runs in the summer suggested that they were outstanding. Of course, anticipated was Flopperama, never got into it at all. The Andrew Balding two-year-old did run well, actually, but it was Tim Easterby. He had won it last year, and Ventura Mist, probably the least fancied of his two runners in the race, given a tremendous ride, I thought, by David Allen, who, you know, is still a very good jockey, has had a bit of a thin time of it during the summer, but forced Ventura Mist up in the closing strides. Another, you know, great win for the Easterby camp, and a tremendous field in numbers and a certain amount of quality, and a good advertisement for racing at Redcar.
It was, yeah, great out Redcar. And anything else catch your eye this weekend, John, so far?
Well, it's just sort of off-piste, as you might say. You know, I'm a great follower of Nicky Richards.
Yeah.
And his horse has been running desperately, unluckily, and rather poorly over the past 2 months. But he had a good winner at Hexham on Friday afternoon. And my little suggestion is that over the jumps coming into the autumn now, watch out for Nicky Richards. I think his horses have probably turned the corner.
Okay. Keep an eye out for Nicky Richards, then hopefully he's turned the corner. Because like I say, he's had a tricky old time of it, hasn't he, of late? So let's see how he gets on. And let's move on, John, to Monday's racing. Three meetings to look forward to on Monday. You've picked out a couple of races at Pontefract and one at Wolverhampton as well. And while we're on the subject of Monday's racing, Windsor is the other card, and Ken Pitterson will be there for us on Monday as well. So plenty to look forward to. We'll start in the 3:10, John. This is a Class 3 handicap over a mile, and only five of them go to post for this, John. And of those five, which one do you like here?
Well, there are a couple in the 3:10 here at Ponte, which I thought had a good chance. The selection will be the top one, Verrea, for William Haggas and Paul Hannigan. I like Paul Hannigan at Ponte. Of course, when he was stable jockey for Richard Fahey, the team had a lot of winners at Pontefract, and Paul knows every inch, every blade of grass at Ponte. Verrea, to me, is at the top of the list deservedly. You can forget the last run. It was a Chester. Things went wrong. I don't think he was suited by the course either. But prior to that, had ran a very good third to Breedon at Newmarket in quite a hot race compared to this one. And I saw Breedon win very well at Newmarket on Saturday. So has boosted the form. The Haggas team have a pretty good record when sending horses to Ponte. I thought Verrea had got a very good chance in this race. But although it's a small field, Mark, there are one or two others with definite chances. You could say that African Oil might cause a little bit of a problem, but the two more obvious ones are Party Royale from the Mark Johnston team. Mark has a very, very good strike rate at Ponte. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got one or two fancied runners here. Party Royal has got typically a sort of Johnston profile about his running. Sometimes he's extremely well beaten, looks to have absolutely no chance and very little ability. Then other times he comes back after one of those sort of runs and produces a very above average performance. Could be today at Ponte because he was extremely well beaten last time we saw, and he's got to step up quite considerably on that. But never dismiss Mark Johnston at Ponte or anywhere. And the other one is Bold Prediction from Carl Burke's yard. I saw this horse actually win quite a decent sort of handicap at Ayr in the middle of the summer. Beat a horse called Aaron Wynn Ron, who was Aaron Wynn Bryn, at least, sorry, who was actually in very good form for Michael Dodds at the time. A bit of in and out. I thought that William Haggis ought to win it with Varea.
Okay. Varea then in the 3.10. On to the 3.40 at Pontefract next. This is the Phil Bull Trophy Condition Stakes. It's over 2 miles and, well, it's nearly 2 miles and two furlongs. It's a Class 3 handicap. And only four of them go to post for this one. And that field is likely to be headed by Statutory in the betting, who ran a good racing listed company last time, John, down into a handicap company here. What do you make of Statutory?
Yeah, it's a typical sort of Ponte two-miler. They have a lot of these sort of races. I think it is a bit of a pity that there are only four runners in it. It's the Phil Bull Condition Stakes. Of course, the great time form initiator was a favourite at Ponte. He loved the course, and he had plenty of horses of his own who ran at Pontefract. So it's good that he's remembered here. Yeah, you're right. Statutory has got a very decent chance. It was a good second to Caucus at Newmarket in the race you've mentioned, and has been running pretty well before that as well. He's got Sylvester D'Souza in the saddle. Looks very well weighted on the conditions of the race. I would agree with that. Riptide is in this contest, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Riptide, you know, is one of those sort of undervalued stayers, and loves Ponte and will stay every yard of this trip, but shouldn't win because he's not really of the same class as Statutory or indeed the horse that I think's going to win, which is Mutual Regard. I've been following this Sir Mark Prescott stale all summer since I saw him run, I think, for the first time, Mark, this season in quite a decent staying handicap at Musselburgh. He was very well backed on that occasion, but only finished third. Apart from one failure at Kempton, which came, oddly enough, immediately after the run at Musselburgh, where he was favourite and I thought ran a dismal race. Perhaps he didn't actually really like the conditions at Kempton that day. But I thought he's a really consistent stayer, and I liked his last two runs. I mean, he finished a good second to Aquilonius at Goodwood and the second to Homeric. Before that, really catches my eye. He's got to give weight to Statutory. I agree. It's £12, I think, isn't it, Mark? And that's probably is quite a lot. Sir Mark at Ponte with Luke Morris in the saddle, he won't go down. He'll die in his sword, I think, Mutual Regard.
Okay, Mutual Regard then in the 3.40. And the final race you've picked out, John, is the 4.30 at Wolverhampton, which is a six furlong handicap. And it's a bit of a minefield, this, John. You could give quite a few of these a chance.
Yes, it's really dire. And you know that the serious pundits on the William Hill radio will avoid this. I mean, if Andy Holding was in the chair, the last thing he would do would be to actually produce a preview and a hint at what's going to win a six furlong handicap at Wolverhampton. Mm. But I like this sort of race, Mark. We've got all kinds of possibilities. And the other bottom, Michael Dodds has got a horse who crops up every now and again called Half a Billion with Tom Eaves in it. That could go quite well. At the top of the handicap, clear praise for Simon Dow. Not a great supporter of Simon Dow, but clear praise is perfectly sound. Al's memory shouldn't be dismissed. Another sort of Wolverhampton regular. But I've narrowed it down to two, and I think excuse to linger will certainly be worthwhile watching in the market. This is Jeremy Nasida and Ryan Moore.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ryan is riding in marvel. Well, he probably won't become champion jockey simply because of the ammunition that Richard Hughes has got to come. But of all the jockeys riding, he is tremendous, I think, at the moment, Ryan. And he'll make certain that the excuse to linger goes pretty close. But I'm going to go for Comanche in this contest. I've been watching this horse for a number of weeks now, and Comanche has been running in this kind of company consistently well without getting quite his nose in front. He's drawn eight, which is a bit of a worry because he'll probably have to come a bit wide. But I have a great admiration for Chris Dwyer. He gets his horses out in very good shape indeed from a comparatively small string. And I thought that Comanche had got a good chance here. And the one extra advantage or bonus is that Robert Tart is in the saddle, claiming three. Now, you know, he's riding very well at the moment and likes Wolverhampton. So I thought he wants a wide open contest, absurd race really to tip a winner, but I hope Comanche will go well.
Okay, Comanche then in the 4:30 at Wolverhampton. As always then, John, let's just have a quick summary, if you will, before you go, if you want to spin us through your selections.
Yeah, I think Varea is probably the best of the three for William Haggis in the 3:10 at Pontefract. Then a really good small field for the 2 mile Phil Bull conditions at 3:40. Statutory will be very hard to beat, but I've gone for Mutual Regard, and then in that minefield of a race at Wolver, 4:30, Comanche.
Good stuff, John. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Monday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go then, the thoughts of Lord John Budden on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. It'll be Niall Hannity, John Budden and Darren Owen in the studio. Thank you very much for listening to William Hill's Racing Podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.